Social Robot Now is part of a project exploring child rehabilitation. At UD Spencer Lab, foam flooring, steps, and boxes are set up to create a playground where children with motor disabilities can interact with the robot. UD's Herbert Tanner is one of the researchers involved in this project, which he says is about engaging kids 1 to 5 in social learning.
There are some kids that we have observed in pilot studies. They feel very comfortable around now. Other little kids may be sort of like a little intimidated because they're looking at a moving machine that are about their own size, right? So trying to throw into the mix more different types of robots, more children-friendly, more colorful perhaps. We want to make the whole environment as children-friendly as possible.
The team recently received a grant from the National Institute of Health to explore how Now, along with a harness system needed to support these children, can be used in pediatric rehabilitation. Now can stand up, sit down, raise its arms, and talk to people. Tanner says it can be programmed to use sounds and verbal signals to interact and assist kids with motor skills in response. He adds Now can also walk at a slow pace towards a target, like a game of chase.
My battery needs urgent charging.
Tanner adds they are trying to come up with additional high-level behaviors for the robot.
We need to direct its motion. We need to tell it where to go and how fast. What sequence of maneuvers or motions would be meaningful in interaction with a child?
But Tanner points out Now is just one piece of a larger puzzle.
Now might be in the spotlight at this moment in time, but there are so many things that go around Now. Now is, for us, it's just a tool, and it's a component in a bigger system that involves cameras that capture what the child is doing, an activity recognition system that helps us understand in almost real time what is happening in the scene.
Tanner says the ultimate goal is to develop less expensive alternatives to Now for real-world use in classrooms, clinics, and home environments. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.